At the last meeting on September 10th, Julie Decker was appointed to fill the open seat on the Assembly. Rudy Briskar was appointed to the Economic Development Committee. There are vacancies on both the Parks and Rec Board and the Planning and Zoning Commission that still need to be filled. In old business, the Rengel Medical Center bylaws and personnel policies are up for approval again. They were tabled at the last three meetings. Turning to new business, the Assembly is seeking approval for a special meeting on October 7th to certify the election results from the October 1st general election. A canvas board was appointed at the last meeting. It's made up of Assembly members James Stowe, Wilma Stokes, and Pam McCloskey. They'll review the questioned ballots and input the mailed and faxed absentee ballots on October 3rd. That's to include them in the final election results. In other new business, a letter to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, is up for approval. The letter is regarding the operation and maintenance costs for the Thomas Bay Power Authority. The Assembly is also considering the sale of the city tidelands at the Knorr Estate to Don and Betsy McConaughey. And finally, there's a planned executive session. It's for discussion with the borough attorney on former employee arbitration proceedings. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.